My daughter Haley's been planting this year. And she's got chickens, and she's basically been farming, been researching, reading all that she can, watching what she can, learning all that she can. I didn't teach her a whole lot about gardening. When I was a kid, you know, I was kind of a farm labor. I was one of five brothers, and one of eight children that lived at home, and we were laborers in the harvest, man. You know, that's what we did. We planted and we harvested. When I say garden, I'm not talking about a little patch of ground. I'm talking, you know, in the volume of acres of garden. But that's how my dad, he was preparing us so that we'd know how to do these things. And while I did learn to garden, I did not get a passion for it. In fact, it was just the opposite. I told myself that if I grew up and I didn't ever have to do that, that I would not ever do that if I didn't have to. And I wouldn't make my children do it, because it meant it was just hard work. And now looking back, I hate that I did not teach my children, did not pass that along to them. But Haley has a passion for it. And so she's planted and she's prepared. She's got all manner of gardens and stuff she's planting. And she wanted to help her sister down in Florence, South Carolina. So she went down and worked with her one day, planting and gardening and preparing. And then this week, in fact, she's been over here twice and just working so hard. Had me build a raised, wood, an 8x4x8 raised garden, and she brought all this dirt. We piled it in there. We also have one of these odd looking plant trees to plant things, and then we've got a tiny little, some pots and different things about. But she just worked awfully hard out there in the dirt all over, you know, and just laboring. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting? And the lesson I take away from it is, isn't it amazing when we are passionate about something, how we want it? We don't just want it for ourselves. We want it for the people we care about too. Now, God's put it in her heart to do this gardening thing, and I know that there's a reason for that. And so I'm no way objecting when we're starting to plant nowadays. I'm not objecting to that at all, but I just thought, isn't it interesting that God's put this passion in her? She wants it for herself, but then for the people she cares about, she wants it too. And enough to where she's willing to invest not only time. She spent a couple of days over here, but she spent some money. I mean, had to been at least a couple hundred dollars, counting her gas and stuff she bought. Probably was more likely $300. She wanted that for me, and I love her for that. But here's the lesson. Here's the thought that I had. You know, why, if we are passionate about Christ, if we love Him, if we see how very important it is, not only for the where we spend eternity, but for how we live now, why in my life have I not been more passionate about wanting that for somebody else? And I do want it. We do outreaches and I preach and we do podcasts and stuff, but you know, willing to invest more and more in helping other people surrender their heart to Jesus, to understand how incredibly powerful God is, not only to work in our life and transform us, but to give us peace, to give us joy, to give us that sense of satisfaction. You know what I'm talking about. You go out and you work real hard all day and you have a hard day's work and you come home and your sleep is good because you know you've worked hard and you've done something. There's a sense of satisfaction having served God and been used of God that you can't find anywhere else. And so what God has given me, I want for you. And I want for you to want it for those that you love too. Enough to work hard, surrender time, and even invest your resources Just a thought. This has been Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace.